Mario.
The Groove Collective. This is the Forces Station.
It's BFBS and the Groove Collective with Mario, joined on the telephone line right now from back in London, hometown. Jason Kay on the line. Jason, welcome, mate.
All right, Mario. How are you?
Brilliant. Lovely to have you on the show. Jason, you've been around for like a long time now, mainly on the kind of darker side of the urban dance scene as you started. But what was all the jungle and the techno? A really exciting time to be around, wasn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was massive. At the first, it started off as Acid House about 1988. And then, it was House up until 89. That was the kind of like the summer of love. And then it went on to about 1990. And then from there on, it started to mutate a little bit. And then it started to get a few breakbeats behind it, and it became hardcore. And then it went on from there where the kick drum dropped out, and it just became like jungle music, basically, jungle techno, whatever. It always mutates. It goes through a kind of cycle, and it just changes up a bit. And in those days, you used to get all the big raves. Sometimes some of them were illegal, where you'd get 25,000 people going around the M25, all going to the same place and having a fantastic night, I might add. So, yeah, it was really exciting. It was a great time to be around in the music scene.
And that evolution took you into like top bars with Mikey B, who went on to join the Dream Team. And then again, from kind of the darkest kind of jungle, just found the kind of, I don't know, sunny, breezier side of UK garage, all the kind of vocal stuff and proper songs, if you like. How did you find that?
I found it great because it allowed it to cross over and let a lot of people know, because like you said, it was originally underground, but with these great vocals in it, all of a sudden they were growing into hits. So they were blowing up in the underground. I mean, if you look at a tune that's on the Pure Garage Anthems album with Pied Piper, Masters of Ceremony, Do You Really Like It? That was floating about on a test press for about 18 months, and I kept playing it and kept playing it. And even my missus said to me, I wish you'd stop playing that tune. And I said to her, I love that tune. It's a big tune. And then the next thing, it went to number one. And it has been one of the UK's biggest ever selling singles. I was abroad in Cyprus. You could hear the waiters off the balcony screaming, we're loving it, loving it, loving it. And it was a little bit cheesy, but at the end of the day, it done the job.
Well, I was in Cyprus working at BFBS in the year that it came out. And then the guys brought it out with the very Strawberry Tour as well. And of course, Iron Apple was a real big part of the whole garage scene as well, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was out there all the time. My parents were from Cyprus. Actually, I used to tune into BFBS all the time because I was in Cyprus in 79. Now look, Mario, I'm showing my age to everybody now. I'm exposing myself.
I'm a little bit older than you. If that's all right. It's all right, Jason, go with it.
So we were out in Iron Apple, and we were running the clubs there for about 5 years. We had the biggest nights there, two nights a week in Iron Apple, which was Garage Nation. It was a great scene.
Did you ever come across any kind of like snobbishness? Because I know in all the trade press at the time and the music press, all the house heads were kind of dissing the garage scene. It's not real dance music. Did you ever get a feeling of that?
Well, I wouldn't say it was coming from the house scene in general, because a lot of people had flowed with it from the house scene, and a lot of people understood it. A lot of the guys that were doing a lot of the big house things like God's Kitchen, Gatecrasher, you name it, they were actually bringing it in to their second rooms. You know, you'd have all the big house names in one room, and then in the second room, inside the same venue, you'd have all the big garage heads. But I think just generally overall, for anything new that comes through with such vigour and power, you're going to get a bit of snobbery. But I wouldn't say it was from the house scene in general, because we actually got a massive support from those guys.
What did you feel when Pure Garage came to you and said, we want you to put together basically a definitive collection of all the top tunes from basically a decade?
Well, what happened was I was playing out of so many events, and they were all packed with youngsters. So what I did is I brought out Kathy Kelly from Warners, who headed the Pure Garage Anthems brand, along with Alex McNutt down there. I said, you've got to come out and have a look at what's going on, because it's unbelievable. I said, the place is full of youngsters. They were out raving to it. And you think, well, 10 years ago, you were only maybe 8. So how do you know these tunes? And they must have known them through their brothers, through their cousins, through their uncles or whatever. And it was just so popular.